this get made?
Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Why does this episode sound so damn good? Well, it's because I am doing it via phone. I am not in studio. I am in New Orleans right now shooting a movie, hopefully, that will not be featured on our podcast, called Hell Baby with Rob Corddry, Leslie Bibb, Rob Hubel, Tom Lennon, Ben Grant, and a whole bunch of other really funny people. But the show does not stop. Just because I'm drinking Hurricanes every day does not mean... Do they even serve Hurricanes down here anymore? I may be in bad taste. All right, anyway, I'll try and do some research and get back to you guys. The movie for our next episode is a long-awaited classic. We waited so long because it was not available in any other form but DVD. But now you can see it on Amazon Instant View. That's right, we're talking about the 2003 instant classic, Tiptoes. Don't know what Tiptoes is? Oh, it's a little movie where Gary Oldman plays a midget. Yes, you heard me right. Gary Oldman plays a midget. But if you think that's weird, listen to the trailer. It's about a million times weirder.
Carol and Steven's life together was perfect.
I've got to get going.
Right this second. Hey, baby.
Hey, sweetie.
I love you.
There's one small problem.
Hi. I'm Ralph. I'm his brother. We're twins.
Are your parents?
Yeah.
It can tear them apart.
I think you're going to let me know that everyone in your family's a midget.
They're not midgets, Carol. They're dwarfs.
Whatever.
Or bring them together.
Hey, welcome. I'm Steven.
Ah, there you are.
This is Steven's father, Bruno, and his mom, Kathleen. And over behind the bar is Steven's brother, Rolf.
Hi.
You could have prepared us for this, don't you think?
If you embarrass me, I'll never speak to you again, so just get it together.
How's everybody drink?
When the going gets rough, it's only the size of your heart that counts.
Would it really be that big of a deal if our kid was a dwarf?
You knocked up this great girl and you didn't tell her that her baby's probably gonna be little.
I'm not like you.
We are so cute and cuddly. Don't discriminate against us.
You said these parties got a little wild. I never expected this. There's sure a lot of midgets around here.
You better back off, Goldie Hawn. My man can do what he wants to do.
I'm ready for an adult relationship.
What is this man doing in your bedroom?
A walk down the aisle.
Steven's he's a very lucky guy. I just hope he's smart enough not to screw it up.
Is just a beginning.
There'll be rough patches, there's no doubt about it.
Canal Plus and Langley Productions proudly present command performances from Kate Beckinsale, Matthew McConaughey, Patricia Arquette, and in the role of a lifetime, Gary Oldman. Tiptoes.
Holy cow, this movie is amazing. On the DVD box, the quote, there's no quotes from actual critics. It just says, this film was screened at the 2004 Sundance Film Festival. Just means that they showed up. No one said anything about it. No good reviews. I will tell you, though, it is now available on Amazon. You can watch it instantly for only $2.99. You can buy it brand new for $5.75. I'm very excited for this movie, so watch it. It's going to be good, and I'm psyched. I'm very excited. Now, as always, we kind of go into some questions in this part of the podcast, kind of answer the questions that you guys have been asking. First question that was asked was, who recorded the theme song to How Did This Get Made? Very simple. Warren Fitzgerald from the band The Vandals. He did an amazing job, but there is some new competition in the mix. That's right. Pete Holmes threw down on Twitter and asked somebody to record a brand new theme song for How Did This Get Made to the tune of a Smash Mouth song called. So take a listen to that. All right, so now back to some more of your questions. I see we have a lot of them. The first question here is, I know that you don't like to do horror movies, but I'd like to suggest Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation. First of all, why don't we like to do horror movies? That's something that you made up, Sam McKenzie. We do love horror movies. We will do horror movies. when we find a good one. And Texas Chainsaw 3 is up on that list. I'm totally down with that. Let's see what else we got here. A lot of questions today. Tons of them. I'm looking at them right now with you guys. So if I have any pauses, that is that's why I get them. Why doesn't Jason get a goddamn Twitter account? I think because you use the Lord's name in vain. Sorry, Dan Hurt. Answer there. What was the last good movie you saw? Cabin in the Woods. The movie is awesome. If you're a Joss Whedon fan, if you're a horror fan, if you're a fan of cinema, Cabin in the Woods. Really, really good. Our next question is from Matt Seams. He asks, who would win in a fight? Face-Off era Nicolas Cage or Scarface era Pacino? Oh, man. No question about it. No doubt about this at all. Nicolas Cage. Scarface may have the machine guns, but Cage's got the crazy. Cage would take all those bullets and then keep on going. No guns can stop Nicolas Cage, especially in Face-Off era. Remember? Come on, man. He had his face pulled off. The guy is stronger than any Scarface. Like, there's multiple Scarfaces. Would you ever do a TV? This is a question that came up actually a bunch. Would you ever do a TV edition of How Did This Get Made? Yeah, I think we would. It would have to be particularly bad. I think we really wanted to do that NBC show, The Cape. Don't remember that? Yeah, it was about, like, a superhero who had a special cape. It lasted about two episodes. But we didn't do that. But we will. When there's something good, we'll do it on TV. Where the hell are the Jonah Hex and Hudson Hawk episodes? That's from Corey Jackson. Corey, I got to tell you, man, I watched Jonah Hex. That's not even fun. That's not fun at all. That's a real bummer. So, yeah, we're never going to do Jonah Hex. Here's a nice question. Ashton Mitchell writes, how do I donate money to your podcast? Well, simple. You just go to earwolf.com, go to our show page, and there's a little thing that says donate. You can donate like $1 a month. Again, that is to help our amazing engineers, people like Dustin, who are doing the hard work in there every single day. So if you have the means, if you have $1 a month, we would love it. Our final question comes from Stephen Bowers. He writes, if you had to adapt one of the movies that you've done on the show so far to a new film that is a metaphor for the current struggles of female healthcare, what would it be? This is a great question, Stephen. An amazing question. The question I get asked all the time. The answer is simple. Wicker Man meets Trespass. That's what I would say. Because Wicker Man is all about women taking men in, stealing their seed, and then killing them. So that would be a very clear metaphor. You know, they're kind of reversing it. Maybe you put politicians in there. It's really good. We're going to get a green light on that right away. And Trespass, hey, look, don't trespass on female reproductive rights. Am I right? All right, I think so. We're going to end it on that weird note. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will be back next week with Tiptoes. It will be very good. I will sound like I am in a hallway far, far away from the actual show. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.